Journalists, they say, come in all stripes, aggressive and soft-spoken, pushy and meek. John Ronson is a journalist in London. He subscribes to the mild-mannered school, or so he thought, until one day he was introduced to the concept of anger management.
On Monday, I receive a telephone call from a PR agent called Sally. She says he represents Simon Hall, a lecturer in anger management. He calls his class Anger, a British Epidemic and How to Cure It. Do you often feel irrationally angry? Sally asks me. Yes, I do, I say. Do you sometimes feel that the world owes you an apology? She says. Who are you? I say. Why are you asking me this? We're looking for a very particular type of journalist, says Sally. We're organising a unique press trip with a select group of particular types. Angry journalists, I ask. Yes, admits Sally, and your name has come up. As an angry journalist, I ask, shocked. It's just what I've been told, says Sally. The next day, Simon Hall greets me. He's smiling happily. You wouldn't believe it, he says, but I used to be furious. It broke up my marriage, but that was 5 years ago, and now I've got my anger completely under control. Nothing makes me angry now, which is why my class really works. Nothing makes you angry, I say. Insult me, says Simon. Go on. This is ridiculous, I say. I'm not going to insult you. And anyway, you're prepared for it. Of course you're not going to get angry when you're expecting an insult. Okay, you've got stupid hair. Here's a challenge, says Simon. Insult me as much as you want. We're going to be together for the next 4 or 5 hours. Insult me when I least expect it. We've got to pick up a few other journalists and we're going for a drive. Hop in. I climb into Simon's passenger seat. We head off towards the M25 motorway, London's notoriously gridlocked ring road. On the way, we pick up two other journalists. So this is a press trip to the M25, explains Simon. We're going to get into gridlock. There's no point in talking about rage. We're going to experience it. You're a talentless cod psychoanalyst, I say. John, gasps the man from the Mail on Sunday. He wants us to insult him, I say. Ah, they say. Eventually, we reach gridlock between junctions 8 and 9 of the M25. Simon tells us to express our feelings. No real feelings, I say. I've got all day. We're fine too, say the other journalists. OK, says Simon. Pretend you've got important appointments. You've got to get back to London or you'll be fired. But I won't be, says the woman from the Associated Press. OK, says Simon. Watch this. I'm going to beep the horn. Everyone else will start to beep too. It'll be a release for them, but a double-edged release because it will just make everyone even more angry. Simon loudly beeps his horn. Nothing happens. Try again, I suggest. In a bit, says Simon. In a bit. Aha, we all say. Did I just sense a little bit of anger there creeping in, you idiot, I say. No, says Simon. He turns on the radio. It is easy listening. No anger, he says.
John Ronson is a writer and documentarian in London. His book, Them, Adventures with Extremists, has just been published in the U.S.